From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can also email your questions and answers to us this hour. Of course, at our email address, anything@kera.org. You can tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We take your questions and answers there as well. It's Friday. It's the 23rd of May. Hopefully everyone has fun and safe plans for this holiday weekend. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. We're taking your questions and answers live today. We'll start with a few emails. Craig emailed us, and he says, if I wanted to organize an outdoor music and food event in Dallas, where should I begin, and with what department in Dallas? At the city of Dallas, who should he contact, and how should he go about planning such an event? 800-933-5372. Randy emailed us at anything@kera.org and asks, is there any restaurant in Dallas that offers a good replacement for the old Little Bit of Sweden smorgasbord cuisine? I guess that was a restaurant at some point, Little Bit of Sweden. He says, both the cuisine and the ambiance would be nice. Does anyone have a suggestion, or is there a place that does such a thing? We have a question about Wichita Falls and the weather report. This is from Wilson, who says, well, listening to KERA or any Dallas-Fort Worth weather report, it seems that the report always states that weather for Dallas-Fort Worth is being X and the weather for Wichita Falls is Y. Wichita Falls, he says, is always a few degrees off, either higher or lower, but always off enough to catch my attention and make me wonder about its location and its effect on the temperature. I know that Wichita Falls is about 140, 150 miles away, and in Texas, with our weather, that is a big difference. But my question is more specific to Wichita Falls and or versus DFW. Is there something about Wichita Falls' location that affects its temperature and weather conditions enough that it is noticeably different always from the Dallas-Fort Worth area? 800-933-5372 is the phone number. Email anything@kera.org, or you can send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's get started today with Claire, calling from Dallas. Hello, Claire.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
I wanted to ask for recommendations for independent bookstores that sell used books, nonfiction, and are within a mile of public transportation.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
Thank you.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. We've got some emails stacked up from last week's show with answers. Let's see, Catherine, we had the question about removing permanent marker. And Catherine said if you spray it with hairspray and wipe it while it's still damp, you can remove permanent marker. And I think this was a question about permanent marker on vinyl signs or flags at a golf course. Let's see. Chuck wants to know, this is a question from Chuck who emailed us. Please explain the shortwave operator sounding call letters associated with the Denton Tyler, or the Sherman Tyler and Wichita Falls area served by KERA. Those are repeater stations. They're low wattage repeater stations. And I guess the rules state that you have to, you know, we're required to announce our call letters and city of operation hourly on the air. That's part of the rules from the FCC. And I think that on those repeater stations, we have to announce their call letters a couple of times a day. I'm not so sure why they're so different, but maybe somebody in operations or engineering is listening today and can shoot us an answer on that. This is from Arlington, who says, we had this question last week about do-it-yourself car painting from a listener who wanted to paint her car herself. And we had various responses, including, I think, the pretty really smart answer, which was to contact a local like auto shop class at a high school or someplace that teaches it. Maybe you can get a good deal there. Arlington says, don't do it yourself unless you have a booth, in quotes. You'll get all sorts of bugs and dirt and general yuck on the paint, which will make your car look much worse than it already does. And Arlington says there are some really cheap says sometimes if you some really cheap places to get your car painted, I guess. And let's see, we had an answer from Luke, who says there are automotive paints that can be applied with a roller and come out looking very nice, not the same as spray automotive paint, but very nice, he says. Check with a paint supplier for specifics. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next to Joy calling from Waxahachie. Hello, Joy.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi there.
Hey, I had an answer on the used bookstore near public transportation.
Mm-hmm.
There's that Half Price Books there on Northwest Highway that should be near the Dart Line.
That's the headquarters of the Half Price Books here in North Texas. So that's a great suggestion.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks. Love the show.
Hey,
have a good weekend.
You too. I think that she was saying independent books, used bookstores near transportation, public transit. And I don't know if our listener who called with the question would qualify Half Price as independent. I would assume that that's a good bet. And I wasn't surprised to get that answer. Let's see. Kirsty has a question. I'm wondering if anyone knows of a good remedy for musty smells in wooden linen cabinets and drawers. No matter how good my sheets and clothes smell before going into my wooden cabinets and drawers, they come out smelling like uncirculated cabinet must. So does anybody have a solution for Kirsty? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Aaron in the colony. Hello, Aaron.
Hi, Jeff. Hey. I was just calling about the used bookstore. There's actually another one in Denton called Recycled.
Mm-hmm.
And after transferring from Dart to the Denton County train, then their bus line will take you right to the square where Recycled is at. They have an amazing selection of used books.
Very good. Thanks for calling, Aaron.
Thank you.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. David had a couple of answers for us from last week. We had a listener who had strange bugs that they wanted to identify. And David Newlis says, your listener can go to inaturalist.org. Click on Observations, ID, please, and in the upper left of the screen. And you can upload a photo of the mystery bug. And he says an army of naturalists will receive the image and work to identify them for you. David also said in response to the question about establishing a quiet zone for trains or in your neighborhood where trains come through, he says there is a process to establish a quiet zone. If you visit the City of Dallas website to find out who to contact, and before they can make a quiet zone, safety barricades must be constructed so that when the barriers are activated by the train, it is impossible to drive around them. This can be expensive, so it may not be an easy task to have a quiet zone established. It says Google search Dallas quiet zones to learn a little bit more about it. And we actually had an email from Sherry as well, who said in Arlington, the issue at hand with train whistles in Keller is actually the city of Fort Worth. She says, I emailed the person in charge for Keller and Fort Worth, and they passed me off one to the other one. But the problem was that the arms do not fully go across the road at the train tracks. Fort Worth does not have the money to pay for full arms to go across the tracks, and there are too many people speeding around the short arms. And that's why they will not switch over to a quiet zone. Sherry says, I have no idea if they would, except for pinpointed fundraising to get the whistle to stop by way of having full arms going across the track. So there's a couple of answers on that and why it might be more difficult to do. Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Michelle in Corinth. Hello, Michelle.
Hi.
Hey there.
I had an answer for you on a used bookstore near public transportation.
Yeah.
I don't know where your question ends. Asker is from, but you can take the train up to the A train all the way up to Denton, and the last stop is near the square in
mm-hmm.
Denton, and there is a wonderful bookstore called Recycled Books on the square in Denton.
Thank you very much. That's two votes for Recycled. Thanks for calling.
Great. Bye-bye.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. And you can also send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Nisha in Plano. Hello, Nisha.
Hi.
Hi there.
Okay, so I had a quick question. I've been looking for this dish. It's a Lebanese dish called mujadara. It's made out of lentils, and it's topped with caramelized onions, typically served with, you know, like the yogurt and cucumber, the standard yogurt and cucumber. This used to be very popular back in Dearborn. I used to live in Dearborn, Michigan.
Right.
I cannot find it anywhere here, so I was wondering if somebody can help me find it in the DFW area.
Have you found any Lebanese restaurants that just don't have it?
I have not. I mean, most of the restaurants here are, like, I think, Greek or just Middle Eastern, not specifically Lebanese. That might be why I haven't found it.
So say the name of the dish again for us.
It's mujadara, M-U-J-A-D-A-R-A.
Very good. All right. Well, we'll see if we get a suggestion for you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Line open 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. And, of course, I'm on Twitter, at Jeff Whittington. You can send your questions and answers there as well. Let's see. We got an answer from Sharon and Allen. This is a response to a question we had, I think it was last week, about whether or not a restaurant in Plano was our listener's was it husband's imagination about a restaurant that had sort of the bank drive-through tubes to pay and then wire-hanging baskets to deliver food. And somebody said it was called Safecracker. Well, Sharon says the Safecracker was not the restaurant in Plano. The place was called Zippity Bits with a Z on both ends, I guess, Zippity Bits. And it was located near Parker and Central, just north of the Target, she says. It was a fast food restaurant, and the concept was, indeed, based on a drive-through bank. Instead of tubes, the restaurant used wire baskets attached to a drive belt. Unfortunately for the owners, Sharon says, the baskets never worked very well since burgers and fries plus drinks can be heavy. You were more likely to bring food to the customers in lane 2 and 3. And when the baskets did work, customers got a kick out of seeing their food chugging along through those tubes. So I guess the food did go through the tubes. I'm really confused here. And I will say right now, apparently the holiday weekend started early. So if you ever want to get your whole email read by me, today's the day to send it. Because we're not getting too many emails. So Sharon says, Zippity Bits was my first job, and I was one of its first employees when it opened in early 1982. So that sounds pretty definitive to me. So I think we've established that, A, the restaurant did exist with the baskets and the tubes and stuff in Plano. It was not the Safecracker, although both of these sound pretty interesting, but it was called Zippity Bits. If you have a different recollection, give us a call, 800-933-5372, email anything at kera.org. Eric Bright, our director of radio operations here at the station, is apparently tuned in. Thank you, Eric. And he says, from the FCC, quote, all translators must be identified between 7 and 9 a.m., 12:55 and 1:05 p.m., and 4 and 6 p.m., I guess whatever time zone you're in. So that answers why we, you know, mentioned the Tyler, Wichita Falls, and Sherman translators by their call letters. But the question, I think, still stands, why do they have such, you know, wacky call letters? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back in 2 minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can also email your questions and answers to us at anything at kera.org. Or you can send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It's what Kyle did. Kyle says, if the linen cabinets, the musty linen cabinets that your listener is writing about are unpainted, You can sand the interior to open the pores of the wood and release the natural wood scent. 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to John in Richardson. Hello, John.
Hello, Jeff. How are you today?
Doing well.
All right. Hey, 2 weeks ago, I sent an email requesting election clerks for the municipal election. My particular poll was in Richardson.
Yeah.
Well, somebody was listening. He was an elections judge down in Pleasant Grove and wasn't busy on Saturday, so he called up the elections department, volunteered, and I got me some help, thanks to KERA.
Oh, great. Well, thanks for calling back and letting us know. And that started a whole conversation thread on the show, as a matter of fact, which was really interesting because I mistakenly, assumed that folks that work the elections are volunteers and was pleased to find out that they're not volunteers. They're actually paid and that you can take a class to get experience and then become an election clerk yourself. So maybe some other folks were motivated to look into that and
well, it's
and
a real easy to get involved in the community, and it doesn't necessarily involve any type of partisan politics. You do have to work for a particular party. But I'm actually calling today because I do need election clerks again on Tuesday the 27th.
Mm. Well, that is the primary runoff election day, and I'm glad you called, and the word is out.
Yes, sir. Well, thanks so much for your help before, and hopefully we'll get another taker this time.
All right. Thanks for calling, John.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. That's where we hear from Cecilia, who says, hey, to get musty smells out of the wood, try using cedar chips or cedar balls. Let's see. Harold in McKinney says, Wichita Falls gets south winds that come from over dry land, and DFW gets south winds from over the Gulf of Mexico with more moisture. Dry air changes the temperature faster than moist air. And Charles reminds us, this is an answer we got last week, too, on the do-it-yourself car painting. He says, I recently discovered Plasti-Dip, Plasti-Dip. It's a do-it-yourself auto coating. It's fully removable and doesn't damage the existing finish of the car. It comes in a variety of colors. You can do it in your garage. He said, the website that I discovered is dipyourcar.com. They have kits with everything you need to coat the car. There's a lot of video tutorials online as well. Well, thanks, Charles. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Nasir in Arlington. Hello, Nasir. Are you there, Nasir?
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, doing well.
Thank you. Thank you. Great show. I have an answer for one of your callers.
Okay.
I was asking about the Mujaddara.
Yeah.
The actual Lebanese lake. I'm not sure what part of DFW she lives, but there's a lot of restaurants, and I would recommend a restaurant up in Dallas on Greenville Avenue. They have really, really good Lebanese plates. And even Arlington, they have a lot of Palestinian and Lebanese restaurants as well. They specialize in those traditional plates.
Great. Hey, okay? Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you, John.
Let's see. We also got an email on this from Anne Marie, who says the dish is Syrian-Lebanese, and is pronounced with the accent on the Mujaddara, she says. She says Syrians use burgol, crushed and parboiled wheat, with the lentils, while Lebanese prefer rice, which culturally was a sign of wealth, because while the wheat was grown in the region, the rice was an imported and thereby more expensive commodity. Both versions are topped with mountains of slivered onions, sautéed till golden brown in olive oil, and served with yogurt. There are many recipes on the internet. Well, thanks, Anne-Marie, for that lead. And there's one more from the email. Chris in Arlington says, I'm not sure if they have the specific dish, but Prince Lebanese Grill in Arlington off Cooper and Randall Mill is his vote. Also, he says, Beirut Rock is a Lebanese grill near Cooper and Park Row. So there's a couple of leads. Oh, and we'll get one more. Let's talk to August in Dallas. Hello, August.
Yes. I guess. Love the show.
Oh, thanks.
And as a follow-up, that gentleman that spoke of the restaurants on Lower Greenville, he's absolutely right. There's a restaurant called Sevan, S-E-V-A-N, with the Lebanese family there. Excellent food, and I'm sure if they don't have it on the menu, they could help her find it. So.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
You bet.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at KERA.org. A little action on Twitter here. I'm at Jeff Whittington. You can send me a tweet. Karen says, okay, but there was a full-service restaurant in Plano called Safe Cracker in the early 80s, and the dining area was in the safe of an old bank. And Mario tweeted, I recently got a new truck and want to know if anyone can suggest a good do-it-yourself car seat cleaner. Looks like the seats are cloth. So if anybody has any suggestions for Mario, you can find that on Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington. Respond yourself, or you can email us or call us at 800-933-5372. Email is anything at KERA.org. Let's see. This is from Leon. He says, I recently moved to downtown Dallas from the suburbs, and I really miss having a high school nearby with stadium bleachers to do a bleacher workout on. Does anyone know of a stadium or other similar facility near downtown that is not fenced and locked? I guess sounds like he's running stairs. If you have a suggestion, give us a call, 800-933-5372, or email anything at kera.org. This is from Adam, who sent a really nice picture of this building, the Texas and Pacific Warehouse building in downtown Fort Worth at the southwest corner of West Lancaster and Jennings. And Adam wants to know if anyone knows if there are any plans to renovate this Texas and Pacific Warehouse building in downtown Fort Worth. Does anybody know? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Charles in Granbury. Hello, Charles.
Yes.
Hi there.
When I was about 8 or 10 years old, I used to be with my dad and my grandpa when they farmed with horses, as a team of horses.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandpa, ever since he started farming many years before that, he trained his horses to go by the command of G and Haul, one meaning left and the other meaning right. And I wanted to know which is which. I cannot remember. And number two, where did that originate? And, of course, we all know that's probably died out by now because people don't farm with horses.
Well, there are a few small farmers who might be farming with horses, but somebody will know, I'm sure, and give us a call, and we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Charles. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Nicholas wrote us an email. I'm looking for, he writes, a quiet coffee shop to study and read at within about 20 miles of Allen. He says, I'm burned out on the chain stores and some of the smaller cafes near me closed down or moved locations. He says, I know of a Frog coffee bar nearby, but I want to know if there are some other locations I could try. Quiet coffee spots to study. Let's see. Faith wants to know if there are any vegan restaurants in Fort Worth other than Spiral Diner. Does anybody know of any new vegan offerings in Fort Worth in addition to Spiral Diner, which she already knows about? And Michael says, I was told there was a local espresso roaster in Richardson along 75 Central Expressway. Does anybody know the name of that espresso roaster? 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to James calling from Dallas. Hello, James.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
I recently got back from my honeymoon from the Bahamas, and I'm having a difficult time trying to convert my currency back into the U.S. dollar. I've tried my bank, and I've tried several Travelex locations, but they don't seem to be currently accepting Bahamian money.
Hmm. Okay. So you're just looking for a place to exchange it.
Correct.
All right. Well, we'll see if we get a suggestion for you.
Thank you so much. Right.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Kent in Garland. Hello, Kent.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
Don't get often on a Friday. It's wonderful to be able to hear the whole program.
Oh, great. Thanks for tuning in.
Independent bookstores near bus lines, a hidden little gem, Lucky Dog Books, one location on Garland Road at about Peavy, good bus service, the other on West Davis. Also, good bus service.
Lucky Dog Books. Very good.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Kent. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Christy in Wiley. Hello, Christy.
Hi there, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
Very good. I'm calling in regards to the gentleman that was referring to the car upholstery, and I'm recommending Simply Orange. I got a 78 Ford Ranchero when I was like 20. I'm now 43. But there were kids that had demolished the inside of the tan corduroy interior. And I had gotten some Simply Orange and sprayed it on there and scrubbed a little bit. It was taking everything off. And evidently these kids were allowed to eat all over. But it was soda. It was sticky. Everything. I mean, it was nasty. And it got all of it out, and I went back to a beige corduroy interior, which was wonderful. But it was Simply Orange, not Simple Green. but it works awesome.
So are you still driving this car?
You know what? It went back to zeros four times on a rebuilt block, and then no.
Okay. I was going to say, it sounded like you're still driving it from the beginning of the story. So
it was my baby. That is the God honest truth. But yeah, no, it's been retired a long time ago. But well, yeah, it was beautiful.
Well, thanks for the tip. Appreciate it.
Have a good one.
You too. Line open 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Luis wants to know if anyone has suggestions of places to go hiking with a dog in the DFW area. Also, any suggestions for off-roading with a Jeep and camping. Luis says, we've been going all the way to Hidden Falls Adventure Park down by Austin. It'd be nice to have a decent go-to around Dallas if anyone has a suggestion. We had a question last week about why the wide shoulders on the George Bush Tollway. And Leslie in the Colony says, I think the caller is seeing the wide area previously used for toll booths. With the new boothless system, they don't need all that space, and it's been barricaded off. Let's see. We got Alyssa says, for running stairs near downtown, I run the bleachers at SMU's soccer field. Aside from their fall season, the stadium is usually open, and there's a track there you can use too. Here's one more vote on the Lebanese food from John, who says, I missed the question, but my vote is Al Wadi Cafe in Bedford on Brown Trail, just south of Harwood Road. So thanks for those. Let's see, from the Twitterverse, Jonathan says, a friend has an idea for a Kickstarter project and is looking for an electronics fabricator in the area to develop with. We get a lot of questions about where to get together with people about making stuff, and Dallas Makers Space is an answer that a lot of people have given us, and they're online, and they have a club, and they have regular meetings and stuff. So that's one place, maybe perhaps, to meet a electronics fabricator, somebody to start working with. Let's see, from the email, one more before we go back to the phones. Rodwan says, I noticed a swarm of bees entering through a gap in the siding overlay over the brick. I've already filled one gap. He says, I've been spraying with wasp and hornet spray, but it seems to just kill a few bees. They keep hovering and eventually re-enter the gap. I'd already filled one gap, and quickly the bees found another way through a hole where the AC lines enter the side of the house. I did not find any bees in the attic, and they must be in the wall. What measures can I take before having to take the sheetrock out? Well, I believe you're supposed to have those bees removed professionally. We've heard that, and I'll try to do a little research on it. Maybe someone listening can do a little research on this. That it's actually, I think it's perhaps unlawful to kill bees because of some of the issues. And actually, bees are really important too. Here in the area, so you might be able to get some help from someone to come and take the bees out. I know that there are several DFW wildlife rescue groups. You might also contact the Texas Honeybee Guild, but you might have to take a piece of the sheetrock out, and then you need to, obviously clean fill the holes where they're getting in. But those are a couple suggestions, and we'll see if we get some other feedback from the audience on that. Let's go back to the phones, though, and talk at 800-933-5372 to James in Fort Worth. Hello, James.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
Thanks for taking my call. I live up in the north of Fort Worth, an area called the Alliance Corridor, and there's a specific area, 114 and 35, a lot of road construction and a significant amount of real estate development, trying to find a website where I can just get a view of what the overall plan is and what everything will look like once it's completed.
Well, we'll see if we get a suggestion for you.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling. Up next, let's talk to Roger in Fort Worth. Hello, Roger.
Oh, hi.
Hey there.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, thanks for calling.
Well, thank you. I had a comment, suggestion about the clothes that have the odor.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're stored in the out, I would clean the cabinet and use a witch hazel. Just spray that in there, and maybe take the drawers out and into the sunshine for a little while. But witch hazel it would be good for that.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email. Always open, anything at KERA.org. Twitter is another place that you can reach us. Selena tweeted at Jeff Whittington and says, I live in Grand Prairie. I want to find a place where I can find the Mexican dessert arroz con leche. Does anybody know in Grand Prairie where to get, she says it's rice milk, to find that dessert? 800-933-5372. Let's get one more call here before we go to a break. Let's talk to Alex in Plano. Hello, Alex.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Good. I have an answer for the person who asked about the coffee shop from Allen.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Plano, and at Avenue K and a little north of Park, there's a coffee shop called Mozart. It's in like a little strip mall.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Plano police substation in that mall and a dialysis center right on Avenue K. It's like Avenue K has two names.
Okay.
It's Greenville.
Well, Alex, so it's called Mozart.
Yeah, it's called
very
Mozart.
Good. Well, we have to take a break, but thanks so much for your call.
You're very welcome.
Right. It's anything you ever wanted to know. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Phone number is 800-933-5372. And let's go right back to the phones and talk to Mark in Arlington. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
Yeah, there was a question about an espresso roaster.
Yeah.
Off 75. There's a place called Coffee Island. That's E-I-L-A-N-D. He's off Interurban, off of 75.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually in my car, so I can't actually look up the exact address. I know he's off Interurban, and I do think I have a contact number for the business.
Yeah, we don't typically give out phone numbers on the air, but tell us the name of it again.
It's Coffee Island.
Okay.
E-I-L-A-N-D.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling, Mark.
Yeah, no problem.
Up next, 800-933-5372 is Lynn in Louisville. Hello, Lynn.
Hello. I just think I have an answer for the gentleman trying to convert his currency back into U.S. I know that at the DFW airport there is a currency exchange. I've heard they're open 24 hours. I won't swear to that. I'd recommend that he check, but I have a lot of guests that check in with me at my hotel, and that's where they end up going. So the currency exchange out of DFW may be able to help him out.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
You have a great weekend.
All right,
thank
you.
Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Philip says, for a quiet coffee shop, try Pearl Cup in Richardson, south of Renner on Custer. Elaine says on Twitter, regarding foreign currency, the Federal Reserve says to look for foreign exchange brokers, and I think the DFW airport has a place. So there's a couple of, you might just call, instead of driving around, I guess. Let's see. On G and Haw, Tammy, listening in Addison, says, I actually do still on occasion drive a donkey-powered carriage at Dallas Heritage Village, and I'm very familiar with G-ing and hawing. From Wikipedia, she says, G means to turn off to the offside, away from the driver. Haw means to turn to the near side, toward the driver. In the U.S., the driver of draft animals stands on their left. So animals will turn right to the G command and left to the haw command. In England, the driver stands to the right of the animals, reversing the relative directions they indicate. For example, an English-trained team of horses will haw to the right, while an American-trained team will haw to the left. In both cases, toward their driver. As to where it came from, she says, that I don't know, but I'm assuming it's a UK origin. 800-933-5372. Let's get an answer on the phone about this from Joey in Denton. Hey, Joey.
Hey, Jeff. Good to talk to you. She's exactly right. The G is to the offside and haw is to the near side. But it's also used with sled dogs, like the Iditarod. And any kind of draft animal that's pulling anything, it's a very old way of doing things, but it's very quickly dying out, as so many other things are. But G to the off, haw to the on.
You could probably, you know, program your smartphone to do something to G and haw, so we could at least keep the commands alive.
I'm sure there's an app for that. If there isn't, then I'll get to work on it right away.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Let's talk to Mark in Dallas on the phone. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, doing well.
All right. I'm a pest control professional.
Yeah.
The bees that are in the house, it's okay to kill them, but best not to. No bees, no us.
That's right. Yeah.
There are many different bee people out there that will come collect them. Some will do it for free. I don't know of that many of them that do that for free.
Right.
But, and it's always best to cut the sheetrock out, because if it's honeybees, the honey is going to rot in the water.
Yeah, you want to get that stuff out of there. And I've even seen posts lately, because of colony collapse disorder and issues with honeybees and pesticides and stuff, I've seen posts that where people are asking people not to pull out their dandelions, just so there's more food for bees. So it is, you know, it is an issue, and I'm sure it's one that you face quite a bit. So
absolutely, we never knowingly kill any bees.
Right.
Actually, it's a felony to do so.
Well,
unless they're in a structure.
Well, thanks so much for calling.
All right, you have a great day.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Nick says, for cleaning cloth seats, the easiest way is with a wet dry vac and a bucket of concentrated cleaner like Lysol. Just get the seats soaking wet, Nick says. Scrub them with a stiff brush or cloth and suck it out with the wet dry vac. You can always rent a wet dry vac at a hardware store and get the upholstery attachment to go with it for about $25. Ross says, there is a very nice hiking trail in Cedar Hill State Park. Pet friendly and right by Joe Pool Lake. So there's that. And here's the third and final vote for the currency exchange at DFW Airport. And this is from D, who says, it's at Terminal D, Gate 22, and we'll exchange most currencies. So you might give them a call. Let's see. This is an email from Terry. It says, I emailed about 2 months ago for info on where I could drop off 8mm tapes and pick up DVDs. I received the suggestion of Eddie's Videos in Bishop Arts District. This is from Terry, who says, Mr. Eddie is a wonderful man, and my family has laughed and loved seeing our family memories on the screen. So glad we were able to help out. Thanks so much to everybody who responded to that. And Mark in McKinney says, here are some camping getaways for Dallas-Fort Worth folks. And all of these, he says, are closer than Austin. The Arbuckle Mountains near Davis, Oklahoma, beautiful waterfall and stream, and nice hikes that go in, under, and through the bluff line. He says, there's a state park near Bonham, Texas, that features a nice lake and trails in the woods and camping spots. The Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge near Lawton, Oklahoma, a wonderful and unexpected place to camp, hike, and see elk and buffalo. And Dinosaur Valley State Park, great camping and hiking near streams, actual fossilized dinosaur footprints. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Matt in Fort Worth. Hello, Matt.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Good. I was always been curious, especially in the summertime when, like, flies get in your car,
mm-hmm.
and you roll down the window to get them out, say you're going 50 miles per hour, what happens to the fly when it goes outside? Is it able to maintain its stability? Does the force get it thrown to the ground? I'm always curious.
We've had the question about the fly, you know, not why does the fly not get slammed against the windshield when you push the brakes, right? If it's also moving at 50 miles an hour. But I don't remember the answer to that. So we can pile that question back on to your question. But I don't think we've covered the what happens to the poor critter when you escort it, when you nudge it from the window while you're traveling down the road. So we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thanks.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. I'm on Twitter at Jeff Whittington, and I think we've got some emails here. Let's see. On the foreign exchange, instead of driving to DFW, Vicky says, try the North Park Mall Travelex office. So there's a Travelex worldwide money currency exchange at North Park Center. So maybe give them a call and see if they can take care of that for you. We also had a question here, or an answer here, another vote for Cafe Mozart coffee shop. This is from someone who says it's in the southeast corner of Custer and Spring Creek, rather. Quiet, good coffee, and comfortable seating, Cafe Mozart. So there's a couple of votes for that. And Megan and Tyler says, my husband and I are moving to Arlington from Tyler in June. And although I could just check the interweb, she says, I want to ask the smartest audience in radio a few questions. What are the best spots in Arlington for stand-up paddleboarding rentals, lessons, or meetups? Where are the best CSAs and farmers markets in Arlington? And is there a cultural center/area in Arlington? Megan says, I've always just known it for Six Flags. And there are those stadiums out there, too, in Arlington. So there's a couple of questions for Megan and Tyler for tips on moving to Arlington. Stand-up, paddleboarding, rentals, lessons, and meetups, CSAs and farmers markets, and cultural center. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Carrie in Fort Worth. Hello, Carrie.
Hey, Jeff. I was calling to give the answer about the TMP downtown Fort Worth.
Yeah.
It's actually already been renovated. The bottom floor is a nice restaurant and bar. That's where the train station comes through, and the rest of the building is lofts and apartments. Really expensive one. So it's already been done. Nice place to visit.
Very good. All right. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks. All right.
Up next, 800-933-5372 is Sarah in Lakewood. Hello, Sarah.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well.
I'm calling about the currency exchange. The worst place to change money is the airport. The rates are always worse.
Mm-hmm.
So I use the American Express office at Preston Center.
Oh, okay. Are they still there at Preston Center?
Mm-hmm. I went 2 months ago, but any American Express office.
Okay.
Because the farther you get away from the airport, it's like fuel. The better the rate is.
Right. Okay. Very good. Thanks for the tip.
Thank you. Right. Bye.
Line open 800-933-5372. Let's see. This is from Rebecca. He says, I did a little research on bee abatement, and Bee Removal Specialists is the company that does live bee abatement, and their website is beeremovalspecialist.com. And I'm looking at it right now, and it looks like they do indeed do bee removal. So that's one to keep on the list, beeremovalspecialist.com. Thanks very much, Rebecca. This is from Scott in Dallas, who's wondering if anyone has any info about the March Against Monsanto that's supposedly taking place tomorrow. Is there a march in Dallas? Does anybody know? I haven't heard anything about it. Does anybody know about it? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. There's still time. Email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next to Don in Bedford. Hello, Don.
Hi.
Hey there.
Genius right, always left.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Let's see. Up next is Deborah in Allen. Hello, Deborah.
Hello.
Hey there.
A nice, quiet coffee shop in Allen is located in the Waters Creek Shopping Center at Central and Bethany Drive.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Frog, double G, the Frog. It's across from Mi Casinos and Chico's. It has a nice outdoor patio, too, if you would like to sit under some trees and enjoy an outing.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Brian.
All right. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Mary in Argyle. Hello, Mary.
Hi.
Hey there.
I just left Costco in Alliance Airport area.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to see a case that was in the food area that was marked rice milk. I'd never heard of it, but I just caught that out of the corner of my eye. So maybe that'll help.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Craig in Arlington. Hello, Craig.
Hello. There's a downtown Arlington farmers market.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the corner of Front and Elm. It's there on Fridays and Saturdays from 9 until 2.
At Front and Elm, Fridays and Saturdays from 9 to 2.
Oh, correction, it's 8 to 2.
8 to 2. Very good.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling.
You bet. Have a good day.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. I think we can probably squeeze in at least one more call. Let's talk to Linda in Plano. Hello, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Hey, I just wanted to make a clarification. Someone called about the TNP building.
Yeah.
And there are two TNP buildings. The question was about the warehouse. Nothing has been done to the warehouse.
Right,
the one
okay.
That they called about that said it had been already done.
That's the train station.
Building.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the terminal building. So anyway, that's the story.
So do you know, is there any plan to do anything with the warehouse?
I don't know if there are any plans. I wish there were.
Yeah, it's a cool building. I mean, it's just,
it
you know, it's they're landmarks. So, well,
right.
Linda, thanks for calling.
Sure.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
There's the old farmer's market building, too. I wish they would also do something with that Cadillac Plastics had for years.
Right. Well, there's still a lot of opportunity in downtown Fort Worth, I think. So.
That's right.
Thanks so much for calling.
Sure.
All right. Well, bye-bye. It's anything you ever wanted to know. Produced by Stephen Becker, although Lindsay Connect sat in today. Thank you very much, Lindsay. Shelley Canavy runs the board. Thank you very much, Shelley. And Fiona Norton answers your phone calls. Thanks very much, Fiona. Christine McConnell edits and produces our podcast, which you can find. Just go to the Anything page, kera.org/anything. And you should be able to, right there, you should be able to subscribe to the podcast. And, of course, email your questions and answers, comments, and suggestions to us at anything@kera.org. Or you can post a comment on the comment field at kera.org/anything. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. You can find me on Twitter as well. As I mentioned, I'll issue an occasional tweet or two. I'm at Jeff Whittington. And thanks so much for listening and for writing and calling in today. Thanks for spending one of the first hours of your holiday weekend with us today, and have a great and safe Memorial Day weekend.